GEZ Good Morning Show. And it's Friday. That means we get an update now from Flathead County's Public Information Officer, Tanith Brodley.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm excited about this Bridge a Day campaign. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we are excited about it, too. So we have been granted the Flathead County has been awarded a Bridge Investment Program grant by the Federal Highway Administration, and that allows us to get a team together. So we've got the WGM Group, DCI Engineers, Slopeside Engineering is working with Flathead County Road and Bridge Department, and they've evaluated the four bridges that have been selected in our county for improvement.
And the winners are?
So we've got Whitefish Stage Road Bridge, Baker Avenue Bridge, Swift Creek Bridge, and Dry Creek Bridge.
Okay. Those are four bridges we think need the most attention the quickest.
Yeah. It was actually pretty phenomenal. So this grant was for 24 bridges across the nation, and Flathead County got four of those bridges.
Wow.
So what we wanted to do is, so much of what will actually be determined in how we move forward with the project is going to depend on public involvement. So we wanted to, after we've done an extensive analyzation of all of these bridges, we want to inform the public what our engineers have found and then give them an opportunity to respond. So this week, we've been following on our social media each bridge and what we found, what our recommendations are to do. And then we're going to have open public meetings next week on Monday and Tuesday. And hopefully the community will show up and be able to learn a little more and tell us what they think.
So these four bridges are the ones that we think are in the worst shape. The fact that we got four of them in Flathead County, that means one of two things. It means, first of all, that we're lucky we get a lot of money.
Yep.
Or it means we're not so lucky because we got a lot of bridges that need help.
We do have a lot of bridges that need help, but we have pretty intense weather conditions around here. And just the time that our bridges have been up. And all of these bridges are safe. We're just repairing and upgrading them for more, not only to make them more modern bridges, and these are all potential changes, but for environmental benefits like the wildlife connectivity and then the long-term resiliency to our weather conditions and increase the traffic mobility.
Yeah, and we've kind of, some things have kind of gotten away for us. And Big Fork, of course, that bridge got away from us. We knew for a long time that it was that it was old and it needed to be replaced, but we had no idea how bad a shape that was in until MDT went out and did a little inspection and said, oh my gosh, you can't even walk across this bridge safely.
Exactly, and that resulted in a closure, and what we want to do now are take preventative measures.
Okay, well, that's awfully good news about that, and so when is the public hearing on this again?
So the public hearing, we've got two for you to choose from. One is going to be Monday, April 29th, 6 p.m., and that'll be in the Whitefish Community Center. And the next will be the very next day on Tuesday, April 30th at 6 p.m., and that'll be here in Kalispell at the Flathead County South Campus Building upstairs.
Okay. Now, volunteers. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know what we'd do without our volunteers.
Yeah, so this week was National Volunteers Week, and we just wanted to, on our social media campaigns, we just wanted to give a shout out because there are so many volunteers across Flathead County that really make our county work. And it just so happened we started that campaign on Monday, and then Tuesday I was contacted by AOA, and they had a very interesting volunteer incident happen on that Tuesday. There was a volunteer delivering meals, offered the Meals on Wheels program, and she went to go deliver her meal, and she heard cries from inside, and the front door was locked. So she went around to the back, and thankfully that was open, and one of their clients had fallen and been there for over 24 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So that program is so important, not just for the meals that they bring, but to check up on people.
Absolutely. And I didn't realize what a vital part of that wellness checking they do every day. I honestly thought it was just meals in the beginning, but it's imperative for their health, for their clients' health, to do these wellness checks.
Now, the Agency on Aging, of course, administers Meals on Wheels, and you know, they're delivering upwards of 10,000 meals a month now.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. 350 to 500 meals a day. To date, they've delivered as of yesterday, they've delivered 88,254 meals.
Whew.
I know.
Yeah. And as we say, the meals are one thing, but just checking up on people. And, you know, in some cases, these folks, they're the only ones that will see and get a chance to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. And the volunteers and the clients, because of that regular connectivity, really develop quite strong bonds. And I think that's a huge part for our community grow.
I'll tell you, they need more volunteers for Meals on Wheels. If you are in a position to help out, boy, step up to the plate if you would.
Absolutely. They've got over 200 active volunteers right now, and they're actually doing an appreciation luncheon this Saturday for just as a thank you to all their volunteers.
Okay. Good deal.
Yeah.
All right. That's terrific. Tana, talk with us about the leadership training class coming up.
So actually that was yesterday, and I was very fortunate to be invited to MACO. Had Mackenzie McCarthy, who's the general counsel of MACO, and she gave all of the people in leadership position across Flathead County had the opportunity to attend this supervisory leadership training. Mm-hmm. And it was just a quite extensive 2-hour informative leadership training just about how to interact with how the county interacts with all of its employees and the necessary procedures. And there were a lot of different case studies. And Mackenzie does these leadership seminars across the state and across our different counties.
Now, this is MACO, the Montana Association of Counties.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she works with all the different counties.
Yeah.
And she had a bunch of fascinating case studies, just examples of different safety issues and what it really takes to step up to the plate. What I love are the opportunities that Flathead County offers its employees to really encourage them and inspire them to step up to the plate. I'm personally not in a leadership position, and I was encouraged to attend this to, I think, inspire me to get there.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, do the work for a whole, you know. Somebody once told me, he said, you know, I've got 20 years experience. What does that mean? 20 years of growth and development, or 1 year repeated 20 times?
Oh, that's a very good point, because they're two very different angles.
Very different, yeah. Some people just choose to be a worker, and that's fine. You have that. But some, you know, most of us are capable of stepping up and doing more and giving more and in return getting more.
Absolutely, and that's why I love working for Flathead County. I personally love to be inspired, and I think that there are so many opportunities to start at an entry-level position and work your way up. We honor so many milestones where people have been around for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
And they stick around for a reason.
Okay. Kenneth Bradley, as always, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on our county.